What's going on, everybody? It's your boy DC, host of the What the Shit podcast. I want to thank y'all for listening. If you could go to the Facebook page, What the Stuff podcast, become a member of the crew. Also, you can hit us up on Instagram, What the Shit _ podcast. Catch us on iHeart and everywhere else. Thank you for listening. Enjoy the show.
Seem sure it's all crickets, they on my dick like a seesaw with no ticket. It's so sickening. Please pause as I provide the soundtrack to bounce back from each loss until we reach the target we proceed course. It's no quitting, the clock's ticking. I seen how the plot thickens. Regardless, I never let it throw me
I
off.
I want the shit, boy, get on my level. Yeah. 120.
Yo, what the business is, it's your boy DC. Out of here. What's going on? Welcome to the show tonight, man. I got some musical guests coming in. We got Kid Crispy coming in from Kentucky. I got Law Society ENT coming in, and also got the winner of the Million Dollar Baby, Akron's very own The Wave, winning. As I'm getting messages, one second. Sorry, y'all. I'm getting messages all over the place. So anyway, as I try to get this to Chris so he can get in here. Bring your ass in here, boy. Okay, this is the beauty of being live. There we go. All right, so Chris should be here in a minute. So, like I was saying, we got some musical guests coming in tonight. It's going to be a beautiful thing. If you guys don't know who the Winning Wave is, he won the Million Dollar Baby event last month here in Ohio. So he'll be here. Welcome to the show.
What up?
Huh?
Welcome to the show. They're late.
Hey, I was looking. I'm like, I don't have the link.
Yeah, I thought I sent it. But before I get to the guests, before they get in here, Chris, man, how was your day?
It's Wednesday. Thank God for What the Shit.
You telling me.
Okay. I don't know what the hell is in the water or in the air, but damn. It's wilding out there. But I'm here, and I'm happy. So
it's been a day from hell for me. I'm not gonna lie, it's been one of them days.
I don't know what it is.
I don't understand why.
Was it a full moon? I don't know if it's a full moon or what.
I'm not sure, but I know it's been some bullshit over shout out to the Chicago Bulls. They unofficially retired Derrick Rose number one jersey, so it will not be used ever again by anybody. Which is a cool move because,
yeah.
Even though he didn't retire there, he's not retired there. He was one of the best since Michael Jordan to wear that jersey for a while.
Real talk. Rose did some stuff while he was there.
Yeah, So in other news, they're making another Halloween. I don't know who asked for this or why.
Don't worry, I'm doing a react. I got it covered. I'm doing a react. It'll be up on the YouTube channel. Because I don't know why neither. I knew they were going to do this. I knew this at the end of the last one. I'm like, great. We're going to just drag this thing out now. I see. OK.
Shout out to Peso Luciano, my family, man. Yeah, man, it's crazy. I can't figure out for the life of me what that is about or why. It's a lot of
It's a lot to unpack.
Well, not just that. I need to shout out some people. Miss Celeste and Leah Brown, the owner of Defining Excellence. They own a retail machine and it is dope. I had the opportunity to go to their mixer event the week before and it was amazing. Definitely was good to see two sisters, and I don't mean just like blood related sisters, I mean two black women owning their own brand and owning their own business and trying to help make it grow. It was a beautiful event. I met a guy, Channing, Zeal Energy Drink, which right now they're having every Wednesday. They're doing a black, they're doing a Bike Under the Stars thing over at Quaker Steak and Lube downtown in Canton, in North Canton. Shout out to them. Guy from Private Party. Man, this my guy had honey lemon pepper wings.
Yeah, you told me about this. When you said that, you said that, I was perplexed. I was intrigued.
It was fucking amazing, man. So reaching out to him, gonna have him on the show, gonna have Channing on, definitely gonna have Celeste and Leah on to talk about their brand. Also, shout out to K Karma Visuals. Michaela, she is a photographer here in Canton who is working on a podcast, and your boy is gonna be a producer. So we're working on building the studio together. I'm gonna be producing her podcast and maybe one other. So that's in the works. Wednesday I'm going to do a sneak peek into the studio and see what's going on and how it looks and everything and go from there. Also, would the Lakers just please get rid of Russell Westbrook? just like, for the sake of everybody's sanity, just get this nigga out of here. Like, it shouldn't been going on too long. Like, it shouldn't have happened in the first place. But now that he's here and he's as a Laker fan, I want him gone with the utmost urgency. Like, make this shit happen yesterday. It's going on too long. Like, bring in Kyrie, trade this nigga to Siberia. I don't care where you put this motherfucker. Just get him out of here. Like, it just 50 days until football starts. I cannot wait. Shout out to the Cleveland Browns for giving me a reason to watch them play week one. They traded Baker Mayfield to the Carolina Panthers, who they happen to play week one. I've never watched the Browns game with more intention in my life than I will watch week one just to see. Hopefully Baker Mayfield starts and hopefully he just wins. And it's drama. I'm here for it. Like, I just can't not watch, you know what I mean?
This is going to be interesting.
It's intriguing. I think that's all my news. Akron. My heart goes out to Akron. My Jalen Walker's family, today would have been his birthday.
Yeah, 26th birthday.
26th birthday. So I haven't been in touch with reality in Akron for a while just because so much goes on. But I haven't talked about it publicly because it's not really my place. Because I don't know him and I don't want to speak on things I don't know about. But I do want to say changes need to happen. Not only in Akron, but just period. There's a disconnect between the
law enforcement
and powers and all that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It just doesn't sit well. But yeah, so everybody just keep your heads. Don't give in to the.
Thankfully, they haven't. You know. Like with past protests and everything. Thankfully,
I'm not just talking about the protests. I mean, just period. Like, there's a lot going on. Like, it's a bubbling cauldron of just like things that's going on.
Yeah.
And being from Akron, I don't want to see it
boil over.
Go by the wayside.
Yeah.
But that's that. We do have a guest. Young kid in the game trying to make a name. I wanna bring up his bio so I can make sure I put this part in perspective so when I say it, people understand what I'm about to say. And now I can't find it, of course. Now that I'm live, I just had it up. God damn it. I hate it.
The beauty of live.
Yeah, it's, man.
It's Wednesdays. It's the Wednesdays.
I got it. So the part I'm looking for. Boom. So my man worked at McDonald's to get his first mic. Like the grind was so real for him to want to become a rapper. And he's in Kentucky of all places. So I gotta show respect. We got coming to the stage right now. Young guy, 18, man, like all life ahead of him, man. Just kick.
It's just starting.
What's up, man?
Man.
Thank you for having me, man.
You are young in the game.
Yes, sir.
Are young in the game, like whole life ahead. Like if when I was 18, you know, I don't knew what I was doing. I wasn't trying to be a rapper. I wasn't doing streets. I was out here just skipping class and not doing nothing I was supposed to do. No responsibility. I was just out here. Wow. But you have discipline, man, because you've been how'd you get wanted to get started into being a rapper?
Man, I mean, it started like at the beginning of high school type shit. Like everybody was always good at something, you know. Everybody either had you know, they was good at sports or they was good at like some other shit. I was that type of person who wasn't good at nothing. Like, I had nothing to my name. Yeah, I had no talent. I wasn't good at sports, academics, nothing. I had nothing to my name. And then, like, you know, the one thing that I liked was music. Mm-hmm. I liked listening to it, but I never tried actually, you know, recording or anything like that. That never crossed my mind before. So one day I was like, let me give it a try. Let me see if like, let me like write a verse or something, or let me write or record it and maybe I can feel it and see how it goes from there. And I did. And, you know, from there, I just kept doing it over and over. Now it's just like, this is like a big part of me at this point.
Biggest influence.
I was gonna say you took that one right. It's right there.
Yeah, man, I got a lot of influence, but I would have to say people doubting me is a really good influence for some reason. Because, you know, like I said from the beginning, you know, I didn't really have anything to my name, so I want to like prove something. I got to be like, you know, I am good at something. Here I am. You know,
it's funny, you know, that drive to prove people wrong sometimes can be a double-edged sword, because you focus on that so much and trying to prove people wrong that you take that turn. Where do you find that balance of, okay, I'm going to prove people wrong, but I'm also going to do this because the love of it?
Right. There is like a fine line between, you know, actually proving it and wanting to do it for the music and for yourself and like trying to like live up to people's expectations. And when it comes to music, I don't think you should try to live up to anyone's expectations except your own. You know what I mean? Yeah. You know, you gotta do better than you did before. You know, you gotta do better than you did yesterday, man.
It's a content sport.
It is. I gotta say, you have a very distinct sound. What is the Kentucky scene like for hip hop? What is that like?
Yeah,
it's very, if I had to use one word to describe it, it would just have to be smooth. You know, it's really smooth compared to like a lot of things you hear nowadays. You know, you hear gangster, you hear like all this gangster rap, you hear trap, drill, you hear all this other subgenre of hip hop, but like, it's just like, Kentucky has like this smooth, chill vibe to it that isn't like any other like cities or state that you've heard before.
I like that. The smoothness of it. Mm-hmm. Where would you say your music influence lies as far as like an artist? You was like, okay, that's kind of where I feel like I'm at, or where I want to get as far as sound and quality of music. Because some people make music, but it ain't quality. I'm just going to call it what it is. Like, I'm
garbage.
As somebody who consumes music on a daily basis, if all I hear is you yelling and talking about stuff, I have no idea what you're saying. Like, I don't understand. What's his name? Takeoff. Ever since I've heard him talk, I just all I hear, you don't ever live no Manny Mooney. Now I can't listen to him rap without hearing that. Like, that's all I hear is him saying that in my head. So I can't take him seriously as a rapper because I don't understand what this nigga saying as a person. But that's not the point of what I was trying to say. I just, for some reason, that just came to my head. But who influenced you as far as music? Like, where does that lie?
Well, it lies in a lot of artists now and before. Mostly, if I had to say like five artists who really influenced me, I'd have to say J. Cole, Kendrick Lamar, Eminem, Lil Baby, and which one more? Probably Chance the Rapper.
Okay.
Not a lot of people. That's a pretty solid list.
That's a solid list.
The reason I put Chance up there is because he was actually one of the first rappers that I actually listened to when I was like 8 years old. My older brother, at the time, I wasn't like really good. I wasn't like crazy about music, which is surprising now because like music is literally everything. So, but back then, I wasn't crazy about music. But my older brother was like, here, give this dude a chance, listen to him, and just tell me what you think. And it was on acid rap. So the first song he made me listen to was Juice on the album. And from there, I was like, okay, this doesn't sound like a lot of other artists. So I started listening to him. And then from there, I looked up other like rappers and stuff, and I started to get myself into hip hop.
You fell down a rabbit hole.
Yeah. It was a blessing.
It is. Because the right first song can either make you hate music or love music.
Right.
And that's the thing about it. Like, you can't just start somebody off with something that's too advanced for where they're at. You know, especially as a young kid, you want to get a young kid into music. You don't go straight to like Beethoven, but like, point out all the piano notes.
Right.
Tell me the composition of this song. Was this A minor, C minor? You got to start some kids off the wheels on the bus, you know, depending on the age group. So you started at Chance at 8 was a good step. Where do you want to go with your music? What is like that if you made your whiteboard and it's like, okay, here's my goals in music, what would be at the top?
Oof, that's a good one. Holy
because
shit.
I asked you this because you're young.
Yeah.
I wish I made a list like yesterday, let alone, you know, a million years ago when I was your age, like a million years ago, literally, I was your age. So I didn't have a set goal, you know what I mean? And it's crazy because nowadays, And this is why when I heard how old you was and you were getting started, and you know, I was like, man, he is starting at that age to where the sky's the limit. And not a lot of people take something serious at that age, other than, you know, you got football players, of course. But I mean, as far as like taking it serious, as far as like really studying the game and really, you know what I'm saying, not relying on just talent, but putting that work in. So what's that top of that list like? This is ultimately how I want things to work out.
Like the top goal. Well, like I say, like in 5 years tops or 10 years, I guess you could say.
That'll work.
Yeah, I'll probably aiming for like opening my own record label, man. And what I mean, like, record label, I want to, like, open a genuine one to sign artists with actual talent, not because they're mainstream or because they got a lot of followers on this social media, but people with, like, actual talent to give them a chance, you know, to, like, you know, show the world, like, yo, there's actually artists out there that don't sound like other people. Because there is some, if you go on Instagram and you scroll through, there is some phenomenal artists. There is many people that nobody's heard of. And, like, I want to give those people a chance. I want their music to get heard.
That's a noble thing, man.
It truly is when you don't have that many in the mainstream that's really making a dent. Like, you know, you look back maybe 10 years and it's not the same as it is now. And it's just kind of like, it's cookie cutter.
But the fact that at the age of 18, that's like a goal. You know what I mean? That to me says a lot more than the action. Because the action, you know what I'm saying, it will happen. But it's the process that people don't pay attention to. It's that process that people don't really think about. People see the front scenes and be like, oh, he's a rapper. You know what I'm saying? He's making albums. But behind the scenes, you're trying to make moves to put other people in position. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And you're starting at a point to where you're not where you want to be yet, but you know where you want to go. And that's the key to it. As long as you have that vision and that idea, you good. I'm asking
you. What's up?
No, go ahead.
I didn't mean to cut you off. Yeah, I was going to say, like, when you have, like, that vision in mind, you have, like, that main goal, you know, the process may not be straightforward, but, like, as long as you have that vision in mind, eventually you will get there. It may not be the way you think it was going to be, but it's going to happen as long as you keep it in mind.
And that's the mindset you need to have. Do you want to be, I don't want to say mainstream because now it just sounds like weird. Major label or independent?
If I could be independent, I would, like, 110%. Because I feel like nowadays artists rely way too much on labels. You know what I mean?
Actually, you can.
For real.
Little known fact. Like, you own your masters, you find your own producers, you're independent. I mean
that's definitely what I've been that's what I've been doing for most of it so far. And, like, some people are actually, like, surprised that I do most of it, like, myself. It's like, oh, who do you get to do this, who do you get to do that? And I look at them, I go, that's me, I do all of it. And they're like, what? I go, I don't have a manager, I am my own manager half the time.
I was gonna say, like, is that in his pocket? Right, I was gonna say, is Chance, you know, considering the fact that he is on record for being an independent artist, not being on a major label, is that also an influence for you?
Yeah, 100%, man. Like, I feel like there hasn't been, like, an independent artist, like, that came out the water that's, like, that hasn't been signed to anybody yet, who just made a name for himself. Mm-hmm. At least none that come to mind. There probably is that I hadn't, like, heard of yet, but, like, this isn't, like, back way then where an independent artist can open his own label and, like, become, like, a big artist we know today. Nowadays, I feel like it's almost, like, required for artists to join a label. So
it feels like it.
It does. Yeah.
And it's not like essentially a bad thing. I'm making it seem like joining a record label is a horrible thing. Obviously, it's not a bad thing at all.
No, I mean, 100%. there's perks.
Obviously. There's pros and cons to both sides. You just got to, like, pick what you want to do and go with it.
With anything, it's the, I mean, you go with the major label, you do get the funding and the backing, but also you have to pay more back. The independent route where you're at right now, you know, the journey you're on, you get the pocket, you know, you get to keep a lot of in-house, but you also get that opportunity to learn more. Learning more because you're doing more yourself, so you get to learn more, more hands-on. Best song you ever heard.
Best song I ever heard. Probably Lose Yourself by Eminem. To this day, I still think that's one of the best rap songs ever. That may be, that's my opinion, of course, but I cannot listen to that song and feel nostalgia. So.
Worst song you ever heard.
That's a lot. So. It'd probably have to be something by 6ix9ine. I don't know.
Oh, well, yeah, I mean, that's a hell of a question. I mean, that's. Yeah. How do you feel about him?
I mean, like, he has confidence, and I feel like that's what makes him sell. Because, like, I always tell people, as long as you have confidence, then you're, like, you're almost there. You're basically, like, 50% of the way there. Because nobody knows what the fuck he's saying half the time. But he's confident. But he's confident in what he's saying, so, like, people rock with it, and then he sells for it. He profits off his own, like, branding, so.
I just feel it's weird.
Yeah, me too. I don't know.
So, what's in the works for you right now? What are you working on?
Well, I'm just still marketing the album that released 2 weeks ago, or like a week and a half, I think. And if it breaks 1,500 streams, which it's almost there, like 1,000 to 1,500. Then I will release a music video with that. And then I'm also working on getting it on radio stations. And I am planning to do shows, open mics around my city soon enough.
And give them the name of the album?
Bigger Than Before, and it's on all platforms.
So let me get this straight.
I like where his name is at. I like
it. You talk about confidence.
I came out
and just, I'm gonna put this album on this, and it's bigger than before.
Right.
Okay. I'm gonna who am I to question you? You know what I'm saying? That's dope. Where can the people get a hold of you for try to put in work and all that good stuff?
You can go to my Instagram at kid_crispy, or you can reach me on my email, which is a lot more complicated. It's like kareem.atia2003@gmail.com. But I'll just go to my Instagram. So kid_crispy.
Word. After you dropped this project, did you breathe a sigh of relief, or it was just like, I'm going to start pushing?
Well, at first, it was like a relief that I pushed it, because I was holding it on for like months on end. And I was afraid that, like, if I don't put it out soon, then nobody's going to listen to it. But, you know, it's a relief, but at the same time, it was like a short second of relief. Because I'm like, okay, I released it, but I still got to push it, so.
Yeah, ain't nothing wrong with that though. You know what I mean? It's it's a grind, and you're on your way. I wish you the best. Have a home here, man. When you're ready to drop that video, let us know. Definitely, we'll get some plays on it.
I gotta admit, your confidence level, commendable, my man, commendable.
Definitely. Thanks, bro.
Do not be a stranger. Got my information, how to get a hold of me. Definitely always down to politic. Definitely will always have an open door policy. Thank you for coming by. 18, man, just dropping.
Hey, man. Thank you for having me, man.
I guess it's needless to say that. Don't let nobody stop you, because it's no need to say it.
Too late.
Yeah.
When I was 18, and somebody be like, hey, man, don't do that, I'm like, you know what? You're right. I'm going to go do something else. but you got a good head on your shoulders, man, and you are on your way.
Means a lot.
You're at an age where you have the world in front of you. Once you give it the right people and make the right decisions, and I know how you got here on the show, so I know you're with some of the right people. So you don't got to worry about that. stick with them. They know what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
I'll say that. like I said, man, mad respect for what you do. Give them the album name one more time so they know.
Bigger Than Before on all platforms, man.
Everything. Yeah. Stream it, download it, get it now, digest that. Kid yes, Grizzly, sir. Man, your officer and a gentleman, appreciate you for coming by.
No problem, bro.
It's hope for the future if they confident like this. Man, it's hope for the future.
Like I said, confidence sells, bro. Confidence sells.
You got it, man. You have a good evening, man. Appreciate you, man.
No problem. Right,
I salute you. I salute you.
One more time.
Salute you.
On your way out, man. That's, that is wow.
You're not right. 18, like, man, not many at 18 know exactly what they want to do. And he's already got it set in stone. Like, no, this is it. This is what I'm doing. Get ready for it.
Man, let me again. At 18, I was fresh out of high school. I was at Akron U, and they told me I ain't had to go to class if I ain't want to. So I was running around campus. Just that was, matter of fact, I met Godfrey because they was doing. Remember that show? It was on MTV where you had to do weird shit for money.
Yeah. I know.
On the campuses, he was doing that show. That's how old this shit is. Yeah, man, that is crazy. Before we get to the next guest, I gotta do something. I don't know what to do. Okay, Kid Crispy, man, coming out of Kentucky. Make sure y'all get that Bigger Than Before. Kid's only 18, man, so he's definitely trying to make something happen. I'm waiting on the rest of the film. There we go, almost here. So, I heard a song by our next guest. And I was singing the hook in my work truck, and I rode up on this white lady and scared the shit out of her. I don't want to butcher the song, but it's called Block on Fire. And this white lady was scared.
Was she clutching pearls, man?
Yo, man. I've never seen a white lady so scared in my life. Just because... the look on her face in the song was, it was priceless. I can't.
Oh my God. This is what like, we
I can't,
do.
I cannot express the remorse I had on my face for a minute, but also at the same time, the just joy I felt. So what I'm going to do is, before I bring the fellas on, I'm actually going to play this real quick. Let me get this up here for y'all. Yeah, whatever, man. I don't need y'all for that. All right. We up. All right. So this is Lost Society with Block on Fire.
Catch him slipping, cracking shit with a metal band. Got a score to settle, we keep scoring, we don't settle that. Thirsty for a digger with my shovel at. 3 to his head when we blaze it, we gon' mellow that. Don't take much, bro, clutch came with all the choppers. Tag him, shit bag him, call up the doctors. Let him get comfortable, but for sure we gon' pop up. Got 6 for maintenance, who called for the mop up? I've been charged like a Dodger, they been dodging a Charger. SRT got your bitch wet straight from the startup. And it's on me, nigga, it's on me. I keep the platinum, dump these plaques on your homies. And this ain't just another rap like you phonies. Cause the straps be the Grammys and the trophies. Still start wars that make families moves. And we do no repeating cause the family fool. Proof talking like he bulletproof. Like me, your mind don't shoot. Like we done bring them things on the plane. Like we don't step brain flames with the pain. Goof talking like he bulletproof. Like me, your mind don't shoot. Like we ain't bring them things on the plane. Like we don't step brain flames with the pain. I like this block on fire. I like this block on fire. I like this block on fire. I
I like this block on fire.
You say slide, we gon' slide. We don't hide, motherfucker. Two clips by my side. We gon' ride if they touch us. I don't need to get high to stop firing. No suckers, mind your business. Or your block will be combusted. Got a mean little lineup like I'm trying not for touch it. Let her touch the D, she gon' find out she love it. Got some hitters on my team. We shoot like they make the buzzer. All flames to the function. Got aim, but a duck quick. Bro said level all this shit. The block is hot. The Glock don't stop. Limitless. Don't burn up. We turn up in the game. Steph Curry with the shot. I am in my own lane.
Goof talking like he bulletproof. Like me, your mind don't shoot. Like we don't bring them things on the plane. Like we don't start brain flames with the pain. Goof talking like he bulletproof. Like me, your mind don't shoot. Like we ain't bring them things on the plane. Like we don't start brain flames with the pain. I like this block on fire. I like this block on fire. I like this block on fire.
Like the block on fire. When I up the iron, post it on the blade, even when I know it's high. Let that thing bang, expect to kick a lot. F it in thing, graduate from the Glock. I been through it, straight shooting, let's get to it. Got his brain splattered, cause he ain't paid a dude. Got the powder, hid in the baby food. Certified G, they knowin' how I move. He tight, cause the shit I do. Make a nigga knock his brains loose, get his brain bruised. Pussy nigga sweeter than some maple. Straps on the jet, we landed with the tools.
Talking like you the proof. Like me, your mind don't shoot. Like we don't bring them things on the plane. Like we don't start brain flames with the pain. Goof talking like you bulletproof. Like me, your mind don't shoot. Like we ain't bring them things on the plane. Like we don't start brain flames with the pain. I like this block on fire. I like this block on fire. I like this black on fire. I like this black on fire.
God damn. Nigga, you want to do the Chris Rock face to it? God damn. Let's get him. Let's get him.
That
let's
was, yo. Yo.
What's going on?
I was getting locks. I was getting Rough Riders vibes. I was getting all that shit.
What's going on, fellas?
What's good? What's good?
Y'all made me scare white lady with that song, man. You had to do that to him, man. Yeah, you had to hit him with that hook, man. I was in the work van, right? I had it blasting. I was like, I forgot where I was at for a minute. I was in it. I looked over. She was like, oh my God. What's going on, man? Welcome back. What's up with y'all, man?
Oh my God.
Hey, man. I've cool. Never seen a woman
made her clutch
her
pearls and everything.
Oh, she's pink, man. Hey, but that's
that
hot.
Means,
yo,
that means we're doing something good.
Man, yeah. Hell yeah. Man, that and Cali vibes is my other shit, man. Y'all.
Oh, word.
Y'all, man, Crazy was sending me some stuff in there, and he was like, you can't share this shit. But I was like, man, I want to share this shit, bro. Like, you can't share this shit. What kind of shit is that, yo? But how y'all been, man?
Shit,
y'all,
man.
Y'all,
we working.
Yo, I see.
Exactly, just working. You know what I'm saying? Getting it done.
Y'all got it, though, man. You know what I'm saying?
Appreciate it.
How's it feel with this project, man? How's it feel?
Shit, proud of it.
I see.
Bro, that's a blessing.
Yeah, like it definitely feels good. Like, this is our first collab tape, as Lost Society as a full unit. Like, this show don't feel good. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's getting good responses, great responses, I should say. It just feels good.
I can imagine, because that one there.
That was some dream team shit. That was some dream team shit. Yo, when I heard that, he gave me the sample. He was giving me samples. I'm like, dog, you give me 1 minute. You can't just give me the 1 minute version, bro. You can't give me the 1 minute quick. I was like, yo, this shit fire.
Like, I don't know if, well, I know DC could see me backstage, but the minute the first verse kicked in, I'm like, ooh.
Dog, it's the hook, man. That hook, man, y'all.
I'm like,
man.
I think they ready for that.
That's just fire, y'all.
That's what we going for, man. We just try like that, Joe. Like, the idea behind that was we was always talking about how we need, like, the anthem type situation. You know, something that's going to be easy call to action, easy, call to response, chant type situation. So, I had said that shit in a song. It's actually going to come on my upcoming project. It's actually a bar. Block on Fire is actually a bar. I was like JD at the trunk yelling, nah, I like this Block on Fire. So I always like had it in my mind for JD to be, you know, chanting the hook like that. You know what I'm saying? Like from the moment I wrote that bar, it just hit me like, yeah, that's a whole nother song.
Man, that it is. Oh, that I get goosebumps, man, because I like the first time I heard it, I was like, shit, I can't play this around no kids. And then, like I said, I was I was in the work truck bumping it, man. I was just like, yo,
yeah, this one for the gangsters, hell yeah.
Yeah, yeah. We went that, we went old school 90s with that.
I was
fan with that.
That's what I'm saying. I'm like, that's what I'm saying.
That lock, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I was hearing. I'm like, yo, wait a minute. I know that sound. that shit will tear up a club real quick.
Yeah.
But the song for me really is Cali Vibes. That is some laid back. I don't smoke weed no more. But if I did, that'd be the song I would get high with.
Yeah, bro. That shit just embody like the experience out there. You know what I'm saying? You know. Like,
yeah,
that, make sure that we conveyed that.
That was definitely the goal, you know. Like, we went to LA to do a tape, you know, do a project. We had to catch them vibes. We had to be on that type of time, you know what I'm saying? You know, we still got that Philly shit, you know what I'm saying? We all Philly. But, you know, had to catch them LA vibes.
That shit make you want to get on a plane. That shit makes you want to get on the plane.
Yeah.
Whether, Cali vibes, that shit make, listen, every time I listen to it myself, I'm like, damn, I'm ready to get back on the plane. Like, really?
Like, y'all had me wanting to book my shit right then and there.
Yeah,
I was like,
shit,
damn,
like, because I'm trying to tell you.
Women in the weather, the weed, I was like, I don't smoke weed, but that do sound good, yo.
Shit, I'm the same way, baby. I'm the same way.
It was crazy, like, it was crazy doing that joint and then listening to it at the next day, like at Santa Monica Pier and shit. That shit was crazy, bro. Like, it just, it was like a real, like, culmination of the goal coming to fruition. Like, I mean, I'm trying to tell you, bro, like, go to Santa Monica Pier, listen to that joke. All right.
I tell you, you gonna feel is. Like, damn, I'm here. Like, I'm trying to tell you, like, that shit is crazy. Like,
That tape hit different when you out LA, man. You actually like feeling that vibe, and you actually get to feel how we wanted you to like envision everything and actually see it.
Yeah.
It's not just that though. That song is damn near inspirational to get shit done. Like, it's just
I'm telling you, crazy. Nah, go sure. I listened to it on repeat for a little bit because I was just like, man, I'm it was raining. Matter of fact, the day I listened to it, it was raining. So that's what really was like, I'm about to get the fuck up out of here. Like, get the fuck out of here today.
Yeah, what?
Like, I'm inspired to leave this place.
So the tape is a combination of you guys, the first joint. Do you guys plan on doing more? Because I know you guys, you know, the solo projects are always hitting for y'all. What made y'all decide, like, we going to put this compilation of us three together and show the world, you know, the team as a team?
So, like,
time for it.
Yeah, for real, like, this was our first drawing, you know what I'm saying? Like, this is our first compilation. It's our first time really doing a full project together. And, like, we're the type of people to really vibe out wherever we go. Wherever we are, that's how we vibe, you know what I'm saying? So, like, we just pulled up to L.A. and like, shit, let's do a tape out there, you know? So, this is not the first... This the first, but it's not the last, you know.
So y'all did the whole thing in Cali?
What'd you say?
Y'all did the whole thing in Cali?
Yeah. In one day. We did it in one day.
We did that shit one block.
Stop it. Time out.
One studio
session. Time out, man.
We did that shit one studio session. Hell yeah.
See, I didn't get the full backstory. Time out, man. So Because now I'm pissed. Because y'all niggas went out to Cali and just got super inspired. It was just like, you know what? We about to do a whole album right now.
Let's get this shit out
and this shit popping. And because that's mind blowing. Because some niggas hit the studio for like 6 months and still don't have shit come out. y'all did something that y'all made history for me. So I'm gonna let y'all get this, man.
Appreciate it.
Oh, because I see y'all work. Like I said, man, Tracy, we always in the inbox. He always sending me y'all, you know, stuff, and I'm sharing it on the story. But it's just like, man, I like what y'all do, and I told y'all this before. Y'all work ethic to me is one crazy, and two, now just hearing you niggas in the studio was like one block. Let's just knock this shit out the park and hit a home run. And there's bangers on top of it. That shit is crazy because you don't hear that too often.
You really,
you know,
don't.
Not even some of the greats was like in the studio knocking shit out. Not a whole album, you know what I mean? So in its own is just like, when do y'all sleep? Like, it's y'all.
That was the mission. We ain't sleeping all that day. We got all our partying out and sightseeing out. You mean out the way?
I'm just amazed because, like you just did it in one. We gonna do this while we out here.
Really?
Yeah, the whole thing.
The last thing I'm trying to do is work. I'm not
working. Hey, but see, that say a lot about your work ethic too, though. That just say a lot about your work ethic as a, it's not just as a singular entity, but as a team.
I probably pissed the guys off with that. I know niggas probably just wanted to.
And words a bit quick. You know what I'm saying? And we all move in that manner, but in words a bit quick. You know what I'm saying? I'm about to maximize.
Yeah.
We went out there and we maximized. You know what I'm saying?
I try to turn any trip, any type of movement, any type of vacation into something that's going to be productive for us as well. You know what I'm saying? Got to maximize every opportunity.
And
I like that.
That's
like
the key. Because, like I said, the work ethic is crazy. But to be like, we on vacation, nigga, I ain't trying to do shit, toes in the sand, man. Let's smoke.
Right. And my niggas ain't like that. My niggas ain't like that. They like, fuck it, we with it. You know what I'm saying? So that shit just how we roll up here. That's just how we is.
You know? But see, I like that work ethic because, see, once again, that's one of them things where you go out, you're on vacation, and you're just like, I ain't trying to work. But then that's when your opportunities skate by you. You don't know who you're going to run into or what you could have had.
It's only work if you're not enjoying what you're doing.
That too.
Well, we know y'all enjoy this, y'all.
You know. There you go. That shit was love. That shit was a great time,
bro.
That shit was a great time.
It's a feeling in itself. So it's like, I ain't gonna hold you. I tell them all the time, like, yo, I'm ready to go to the studio. Like, I don't care what y'all doing, but I'm trying to go to the studio. Like, no matter what. Because at the end of the day, this is something that we love. This is something that is our passion. So we got to put our work into it.
And I can feel it in the music. I feel the, because I hear the excitement in y'all voices, you know, through the song. We had a rapper on Blur's Eye View last night, and I tell him, the first thing I listen to is a person's voice. Yeah, you know what I mean? And I listen to the inflections, and also you can hear excitement in people's voice, you know, when they really feeling it, or you get that droopy dog syndrome where you can just hear like, they really ain't trying to be here, but you know, studio already paid for, so fuck it, I gotta do this.
That's
I don't never hear that with none of y'all music, which makes me, you know, recognize more that, like I told y'all before, y'all got it. Y'all, you know what I'm saying?
Appreciate that.
And that's why I fuck with y'all. I was like, I got to have them back on. And more times, you know what I'm saying? And that's why I'm sharing. Like, if you go to my Instagram, 90% is y'all shit. Like, I was just like, man, these niggas really, you know what I'm saying, they working.
Oh, yeah, you definitely be showing
love. You know what I'm saying? The vibe, the swag. Like, I fuck with y'all heavy. You know what I mean?
We appreciate that, bro. That goes a long way.
And I said this before, like, what y'all do ain't nothing to sneeze at, you know what I'm saying? We've talked about this before, like different camps, you know what I'm saying? There's always that weirdness, but y'all tight, you know what I'm saying? Y'all all on the same page, and it's always, let's get this money, let's work,
yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Let's make this music.
That's all we doing.
No days off. Y'all have, it's fucking amazing, and it's dope, all in the same, you know what I mean? So that's why I be like, damn, anytime I see y'all shit out, I gotta share it. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, that's love. We appreciate that, gang.
Just because I fuck y'all heavy, man. Like I said, y'all, your music is there. You know what I'm saying? Y'all put the work in. The work ethic is crazy. And people can relate. You know what I'm saying? It's understandable. It's not, it doesn't feel like it's forced.
It's in my head. It's like ingrained in my head now. Like, that's all I had to hear was the one time.
Dog, I'm telling you.
It's there. Like, it's there.
Dog, that hook, I swear to God, I turned that loud. I'm just, motherfucker,
bro.
You probably
change your whole vibe and everything.
Shit, when you letting motherfuckers know you ain't be fucked with, that's the joy. You turn up when you driving through that block, and then when you driving through that block, everybody think they tough on you. Gotta let motherfuckers know. That's when you turn that shit up.
Fucking this shit up.
I like this shit on fire.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like that.
Keep
I'm telling you, that white lady was shook. she was shook as fuck. Like, yo, I opened the door when it's still playing because I forgot where I was at. I'm at a nursing home.
Oh.
I deliver my day job. I deliver medical equipment. So you know what I'm saying.
Yeah,
so
me too, gang. I already know. I already know what you're talking about.
I ride a lot, so I gotta have music. You know what I'm saying? If I go crazy in the truck, so that
yeah,
was I
left my music up a couple times. I know.
I forgot. Opened the door. The white lady looked over. And was like, oh. you ever rush to turn some shit down and forget you had it?
No, thanks.
She was shook, but that let me know like I was vibing a little too hard.
bro, turn that joint up. We good.
Oh, sure.
let her hear it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you know what I'm saying. It because the beat and the words just. It's a marriage. It wasn't no Silk the Shocker thing where it was like somebody was all over the beat and you ain't know where they was at.
No, for sure.
It's too often
for
sure. So I hate that shit.
We really do this shit. Like we know how to write, we know how to, you know what I'm saying, continue our cadence and the bounce and all that. Like we know how to really work on the beat. So, you know, even throughout the whole project. Beat.
Niggas be on a trash, be talking about aluminum shoes and shit. I'm like, I can't get with Jiggy. I can't get with this.
I
can't get Jiggy with this shit.
The whole tip, you know what I'm saying? Everything is solid, you know?
Yeah, oh yeah. What's next? Because you guys are always working, so I know there's another project. You know, everybody got a project.
Man, we got
project.
Lineups.
Y'all probably
man.
Got about three projects in the everybody got three projects. Like, next month it'll be like nine tapes come out.
We keep the schedule. We keep the schedule ready. We keep the schedule full. You know what I'm saying? We keep the schedule full. It's always something about to drop next. I'm up next. I'm on deck with PTSD. Persistence and Tenacity Surpasses Doubt.
Y'all be having some. Time, y'all be, because every time I hear an album from y'all, it be having a name and making nigga think. I'm just like, damn.
Yeah, bro. Everything we doing is deliberate. Man. Everything we doing is purposeful. Everything we doing is deliberate. Like,
but see, that's what makes it.
What I'm saying,
work,
we ain't
man.
Fucking around. Like, we ain't just, you know, we had our time of okay, we just love music. You know what I'm saying? Okay, we just love this shit. Ha ha he he. Shit, like we off that though. Like, I mean, niggas on a fucking mission.
And the thing is, like, from the projects that we release and that the things that we putting up, the word get thrown around loosely as an album. These aren't albums from us.
Yeah,
this project.
That was an EP. Yeah, that was an EP. That wasn't a project, right? I mean, that wasn't an album. Man,
yeah, that's why I asked. What
even this mix, even
had,
this upcoming is a mixtape. You mean? Yeah. Like, I'm in album mode. You mean I'm going to give you album length? I'm going for album vibes, but it's a mixtape. You know what I'm saying?
Like, everything we do is so solid. People think it's an album, but no.
Man, it's just a lot. Not just a lot of talent in the room. A lot of creativity. But just a lot of product, good product. damn yeah, good project.
That's what matters. I don't care if you're calling Purple Dog shit. Just don't, be just don't call it Blue Magic, nigga.
So, so I'm going to ask y'all a question because we had Ace Mac on, and I don't think it was like his first interview ever. Is he that guy? Because I got that vibe because I got one of his beats, Philly-ish, and I play that shit. I don't rap, but I was like, that made me want to rap. His beats are different. So does that make you feel like now we got to step it up because this is a little different beat? It's unique because his vibe doesn't sound like any other producer. Right. His beats sound like anybody else. Like he takes a lot of samples from a lot of places. Like I don't think people even think about.
But you know what it is?
Like somebody else we
all got our own different sound. So it's like he can't stay focused on one sound because it's like, all right, me and JD, we might, you know, we from the same place, but we have a whole different like how we sound on the track, how we go about it and everything like that. So it's like he has to be able to be a Swiss Army knife and like mesh with all of our sounds. So to your first question, yes, that guy is a bad man. He is not to be played with, like at all.
Yeah,
it's like he's so versatile. Like, when I first met him, that's what I even picked up from like him having to work with us three. Like just him being so versatile and the experience that he got. Like he's just different. He hear things different. You know what I'm saying? Like, even if you speak to him, it's different. So like that kind of really resonates in his music. And like he definitely knows how to catch a vibe, you know what I'm saying, with any vibe, because like a Swiss Army knife, like Will said, that man is nice.
Yeah. Oh, real shit.
That's a good thing if you can't nail it down. When you can't nail, like, you know, you have super producers out there. But when you can't nail down their sound because they're so versatile, that's a major. Kanye's like that. You never know what bag he's coming out of, but once again, he uses stuff nobody else got. Yeah,
we definitely got like that. It's just more like cultivating it. You mean the more we cultivate, the more he cultivate the craft. Like, it's only gonna get crazy because, like you said, like I definitely could. Like, if anybody, I would liken him to a Kanye. You mean, you know, before, like, because the thing is, you know, if you like certain shit, you might liken him to a Harry Fraud, or you know what I'm saying, one of them, you mean a Dillinger, you know what I'm saying, one of them boom bappers, but on the real shit, and that's because that's just really what he liked when he came up off of and shit like that. But on some real shit, if you ever heard Shaking, then you know by hearing Shaking shit, all the shit. I mean, if you listen to all our shit, like the only way you fucking know from one to another, probably that is him, is the fucking tag.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Like,
that's it.
You know what I mean? Like the shit get crazy. We go from Shaking to fucking Gusto to fucking Floyd Mayweather to the Mac.
The Mac.
You feel what I'm saying? Like,
I was like, wait, this ain't the same dude making all these beats. Cause
man,
like,
yeah, bro.
Man,
come on,
I was
like,
crazy.
And then this
the Mac
joint
is stupid.
Yeah, before I had him on, Tracy had sent me a whole bunch of beats. Like, he was sending me, like I said, he'll send me when you guys have something new about to drop. He'll send me a sample, and I asked him. I was like, "Who the fuck is making these beats? Like, how many producers you got?" He's like, "One." I was like, "Nigga, stop! That's not one dude making
like
all
that.
These beats."
Bro.
And then when we had him on the show, I told him, I was like, "Dog, you are different because every beat, no beat sounds the same. None of them. Right. There's there's none that sound even alike. Like, you know what I'm saying? So I'm like, "Dog, you making a fresh batch of beats." Every day,
me and Quick used to have him working with us, in the one and like fucking just the room and shit, just us three. And it'll be, all right, we got this one track done. What's the next one? We got this track done. What's the next one?
We got all right,
this track for me. All right, now we gotta make something for Quick.
We got mad unreleased shit.
Bro,
oh, I believe mad it.
Shit.
I believe
that
it.
That man worked.
We got mad shit.
I'm waiting on the lost side.
Shout out to
for real.
I'm waiting on the lost side. Lost tapes.
Ain't that crazy, huh? That's crazy.
Yeah.
It's just yours, man. I told you it's yours,
that's
man.
That's crazy.
That's crazy. That'd be a 20 song mixtape, and it'd just be like unreleased shit. This is just shit we had in the chamber that we just.
This shit just getting old. We just putting it out there.
Like, I really want to say, like, because I had a conversation with somebody, like, they was like, why would you put something negative in your name, in your title? Lost Society is nothing negative. The word lost is nothing negative with us. It's just, we're a rare breed, you know what I'm saying? That, like, we're something that's not many, too many people doing, you know what I'm saying? So that's why we're the Lost Society. There's so many different cultures and things like that's getting forgotten, that's been so solid. So we bringing certain things back. That's what Lost Society stand for. And like Lost Tapes, us having so many different things that's unreleased, like you never know.
Listen, gang, it's like you said. I know everybody got three projects.
I'm telling you, I ain't even gotta ask.
That's an accurate statement.
Ain't no mystery. I want to say four, but I want to give y'all some kind of break.
I see
the movement, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, I'm tapped in with what y'all doing. So I see, like, I know there's at least three or four projects that's just, you know what I'm saying, waiting on the schedule. Like you said, it's being scheduled. Next month is one, and then here's two this month and three this month, and then it'd be like, by Christmas we done had 20 tapes, and I'm just like, damn.
We doing our best to stick to the strategy and not we trying to stick to the strategy and not oversaturate, though. We trying to make it make sense.
Yeah, you definitely got to
make
you,
it
man,
make but... sense and just keep the momentum like a ball that's just rolling.
Just
hot potato that motherfucker, hot potato the momentum around the motherfucker. Like
they're doing the MCU releases. They just like, all right, we just finished 3 months ago. We about to drop another
one. Listen, you go look up 5 years from now, and motherfuckers gonna be talking about the chronologically this shit, like, damn, like, no, what you gotta do is you gotta know. See, no, I listened to All Still Will Jones first because it was a bunch of no, you gotta listen to that shit in the right order. I'm a JD fan. I only listen to all. I listen to one or two. No, you gotta listen to that shit.
That's the MCU right there. You watch this shit and then you watch the show, and then when that's done, you gotta watch this shit.
I mean, JD started it off. JD started off with that North Side Anomaly. When he did that, it was like, well, shit, we gotta keep this baton going. Like, I can't drop this.
Right.
And that led to the next step. That led to Pippin
Angel. Like, that shit definitely kicked it off to where it was we gotta make sure.
Oh, but that friendly competition, I feel like it's there. But it's not over the top, you know what I mean? Because you have some camps where Meek Mill and Wale trying to compete with each other, but it's like personal. Like,
we don't got that over here. Bro.
No, I don't know.
I'll go ahead. I'm gonna let you finish the question. Go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, no, I know y'all ain't got that. My question is, how does that feel to have someone that can push you and is also equal? You know what I mean? Like, it's not. Where it's like one man trying to be the top guy, you know what I mean? Sure. But it's an
you know what it is? It's more so we trying to help fill in those missing points for each person. So if I be sitting there working or something like that, and JD might hear something like, "Nah, bro, that sounds tough, but say it this way," or you know, "Yo, bro, this joint all right, but you know, go a little bit harder." Like, it's just, it's more so holding each other accountable so that way we understand that we're trying to get to the next level. So we get to the next level by help building each other up.
Yeah, it's really all about the brand.
But it's like helping.
Right. Yeah, it's all about the brand. Like, the brand comes first. Like, yeah, we artists, But at this, like at the same time, we all getting it from the mud. Right. We all a team. We all a unit. We getting it from the mud. So like we all play our positions. Like Lost Society is a machine. Like
well oiled one.
No lie.
We oiling.
Well oiled, man. I tell you, man.
We gearing up. We oiling.
I do not take lightly who I put my name behind. Not that it's worth much. Probably two nickels and a piece of Bubblicious bubble gum and then chew parsley. But you know what I'm saying? But I don't like putting it behind you know, things that I don't feel like people are really working or really working for the right reasons. You know what I mean?
Working for the right reasons. That is the...
Because you have some people who want you to endorse it, but if they're not really putting the work in, they want you to work for them.
Right.
But you guys, it's an easy sell. The albums are there. You know what I'm saying? The work is there. You know what I'm saying? Easy, the vibe is there. All I got to do is share it and put the word out. You know what I'm saying?
No, and appreciate it.
And the rest going to do itself. Just because. Like, y'all
going crazy yet. We ain't even going crazy yet. Like,
I know we are
here. Here's how we strategize, like, because of the way we strategize and shit.
Okay,
I'm just gonna keep it a buck with you. Like, the way we strategize this shit and the way we rolling with our timeline and shit, like, we really could be just like you said. It could be how you would say, like, it could be just but we really just taking our time. You know, we had, one of our conversations, one of our meetings we had, you know, where I was being stressed about my discography, JD said something that made sense, like, yo, like, we don't want to rush it, you know, this ain't no microwave shit, I mean, it's cool to take our time, it's cool to let it build, it's cool to let it work itself out, and not just keep dropping, just to say you got a bunch of shit out. Yeah. What does it mean to get a bunch of shit out if none of us getting the attention it need to get? And so because we don't, right, we taking that approach on this shit. We taking that because we, and that's what I mean by we ain't going crazy because we could really be going crazy.
That's
y'all
a
could
scary
be
statement.
Shit.
That's what I mean because I
y'all
know
be getting
it's
three
true.
Singles every month.
No, thanks.
Hey, y'all gonna get three singles every month on top of these projects, man. Like this shit is. This is what we do. Like,
yeah, but that's what I'm saying. That's what make it a scary statement because it's true. I'm not joking when I say it's probably about four albums, like just sitting between the three of y'all. Like, so that's 12 albums plus about 42 singles. Probably another mixtape down the line, you know what I'm saying? Like, and then you got the Lost Society Lost tapes, you know what I'm saying? So that's another project just sitting there, just you know what I'm saying? Just ready.
Why not let it just cook? Why not just let it cook? It just, you mean, why not just let it cook? Just serve it. Session by session, you mean like you mean like a smorgasbord, you know? Bring the first round, you don't bring the whole motherfucking meal out. You mean look?
Hey man, yeah,
this is the third course.
There's more. Exactly. There's more. Yes, there's more.
But that's what I'm saying, man.
Only grab
working.
Your third fork from the right. All right.
But it's working, so that's what I'm saying though. Like, cause every time I look up. I'm getting samples and I'm just like, damn, when is this shit really gonna drop? Like, but I'm not getting no release date, my nigga. Like, you can't feed me a half a sandwich and be like, yeah, I'm gonna eat the rest later. Like, nigga, I want that whole sandwich. Like I said, when I heard that, man. Hey, man, I don't
appreciate
like teasing.
The hors d'oeuvres, okay?
I'm a big guy, you know what I'm saying? I need my vitamins, river flipping. I need all my shit. But no, man, I do mean it when I say, man, I'm fully behind it, man. I enjoy listening and sharing and watching it, man. I told you guys before, watching the growth of, I made a post. Which is crazy because it was a post that I said I built more with strangers than real friends. And somebody looked at me and was like, how can you say that? And I said, I don't mean like people who know me. I just mean I've met a lot of dope people who I've never either met in real life or haven't worked with before. And we're growing something and sharing something and building a network to where things like this start taking off. You know what I mean? You can say like, damn, I was there when it was only dropping 5 tapes. Now they dropping 20 a month. It's crazy. But it's not a bad thing. I don't mean like I hate the people who I knew and grew up with. It just means that sometimes you got to get out there and just network. And when I was behind the projects y'all doing and behind the movement that, yeah. Because I don't tread lightly on throwing support around. I feel like too many times people want support, but like I said, they don't want to work for the support. They just want to
that's big facts, bro. That's big facts. On some real, honestly, like when it comes to like the fan base, it seems like we get more love outside of our home above all anyway. So your statement is like 100% true. Like we getting mad love from these strangers, people from the West Coast, y'all down in DC, you know, folks in Atlanta and stuff like that. We getting love from like all these different areas. And it's like at home, we still get love, but it's like
a different kind.
These people fucking with
us. Y'all just saying y'all know us. Y'all ain't really
right
helping us push the brand. You're not really pushing us out there. You're not really showing up to the show.
Yeah, right, exactly. But you know what? That's a universal thing, though. Yeah, it's mad quotes on that. I mean, even Boosie said, like, yo, you ain't gonna get no love at home, so you make it everywhere else. And then it ain't really love at home anyway, because they really mad at you. They feel like you should still be where they at, but they ain't do what you did.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And even fucking on another tip. Like recently, I think I was hearing somebody say some shit about like people be mad about their friends not, or when everybody start a business or start they merch up or this and that, and it kind of hit home for me too. Like you can't be mad if everybody around you don't cop up, cause you ain't gonna make $1 million the fuck right here in your neighborhood anyway off that shit.
Exactly.
You need them strangers, you need them people that states away, you need customers to be copying your shit from everywhere. It don't got nothing to do with. So you can't be mad about who ain't supporting you right here. Your job is to be going to bring the support in from out there anyway.
Word.
Hey, word. I can't even follow that. Like that's the truth. Like, like that's some real shit. Because you're never going to be the best with people who already know you. And that's why I say that the people who know me, they don't see me as this guy. They see me as just a goofy dude who's just talking shit. So they kind of think they know what I'm doing or where I'm going. But the strangers don't know me. They just see my work ethic and how I do shit. So that's why they fuck with you tougher than the people who know you. They know you. They're like, I don't know. I know him, but I don't know if he going to, you know, I know this nigga. So, you know, it's different.
And it's love. And that's where
A mental milestone is for me. Like we getting so much love from other places and you know, just for lack of words, strangers. But once that circles back around, and then our name get brought up because somebody from a stranger or some shit like that, that's when that love is going to start coming in. Because, like, for example, I got the nickname Tweet. Only people know me by Tweet. And they look at me in a certain light. But like when they hear from, like, yo, that's JD from him doing this, it's a whole different vibe. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. They start respect what's going
that's
on.
Crazy. Really, that's crazy. That's crazy you say that. My bad, bro. It's just crazy. I got a call like that today, bro. Like, damn, bro, I always knew you had bars and shit. I always knew you was a problem and shit, but when we was at such and such, and the boy was like, oh shit, you the boy quick, that shit hit home. Like, damn, bro, really outside with this rap shit. Da, 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 da. It's like, damn, like, why you gotta see somebody else acknowledge me to acknowledge me? Like, you already know what's up. You right here. Like, that's crazy, bro. Like, I just got a call like that today. Like,
it's a weird conundrum, though. Is that, I don't fuck it, that's a word. But it's a weird, it's a weird right thing, word. Man. Because I feel sometimes, like, I was in, fuck is that store? Harbor Freight, picking up some shit for work. And dude see me, but at first he glanced, he was like, hey, man, you work? He was like, oh, no, you don't work here? Oh, shit, DC. And I'm just like, oh, shit, nigga, I know you since high school, nigga. I used to be Darius. Now motherfuckers calling me DC. I was like, you know what I'm saying? It is a weird feeling once you start, you know what I'm saying, climbing that ladder and people start looking at you different or calling you by, you
only
know,
the beginner.
Yeah.
Only the beginner. Somebody said to me recently, you're going to be a celebrity soon.
Roll with it.
They said just a whole bunch of other stuff, but that's the part that was like, oh,
that's
shit.
The part that was the most important part.
I like that. Let me fix my shit, baby.
Very real.
Let me get right. But yeah, man. But no, man. That's why I say, like, it's a real thing. Support is free. Don't cost much. Don't take much time. You know what I mean? Word. Especially when, like I said, the work ethic is there. People don't realize that sharing is the biggest thing you can do. Those algorithms and all that other stuff is a real thing for a creator or somebody who is trying to get views. Like, talking about me in the streets is cool. Nigga, share that motherfucking video I just put out, nigga.
Right. Just don't say. Oh, we seen the show last night. Yeah, but did you share it? Did you?
No, they didn't because they mad. Because really they mad, they're not, nobody be happy for you until you somewhere where until you get to that point where they can ask you for some shit and have awkward ass conversations with you they would have never had with you a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
You feel what I'm saying? Like
first thing they say, like, we couldn't find the show. Well, you wasn't looking in the right place. That means you wasn't really on it in the first place.
I'm trying to tell you, man. Like, I'll be watching it. Like, I'll be watching a lot of motherfuckers that, you know, I was retired. You know, I was really, really, really retired. You know what I'm saying? Like, my girl didn't even know I spit the first day she heard me rap. She was lost her mind. Like, nigga, you rap? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I was really retired. And a lot of motherfuckers for years, when you going? What's up? And you was high. And you was no support. You've been waiting all this time for a nigga to get back in the ring. And now you don't come to the fights.
Yeah,
how much sense that make?
That's a how much sense that fucking metaphor, dog. That
you wasn't in the gym and I was shooting threes. That's what I'm saying.
I ain't really worried about that. It's just a really it really do touch on like what you were saying, bro. Like as crazy as
when it comes to being a creative, that's a major thing because we're just like, hey, look, even the ones closest to you, you be like, hey, look, I'm doing this. And you know they just kind of like okay, but then when the shit pop,
bag drop, it's gonna be a whole other conversation.
It's always that. What's up, family? I don't know.
Then they go learn the words to the songs.
Yeah, right. Real quick. Like, the unabridged version, the Cliff Notes and shit. But no, man, it's weird, but at the same time, it's a part of growth because you realize, I've realized in this game who is with and who's against real quickly. And it's cool, but at the same time, it's weird because when you're not used to it, you know what I'm saying? You used to running with the cats and then it's just like, I can't fuck with y'all no more because I'm on a different plane. So that family thing is big because you'll have, like, I had a cousin hit me up and was like, hey, man, I see what you're doing, brother. Play one of my songs on here. I was like, nigga, I ain't talked to you in 20 years, my nigga.
Now you need a spin.
The first year, nothing. This last, you know, six and a half, year and a half, because we're coming up on 2 years, man, it's been a little different of the people hit me up like, hey, cuz, like, he's in Atlanta, so you hit me up in Ohio to play your shit. Yeah, ask one of them niggas down there, bro. Like, I got no time for it.
That's where it's supposed to be popping at. Like,
he wasn't helping me build. And it wasn't even about it popping. It was just the simple fact that he came out the blue. Like, I ain't talked to this nigga in a long-ass time. Just came out the blue and was like, yeah, cuz, real talk, this is how the conversation went. I was like, hello, who this? He's like, yeah, man, you know, it's me, Montana. I was like, all right, what's up? He's like, hey, cuz, I see what you're doing with the show. So you got a lot of people coming through. You think you play my song on your show? I said, bruh. I said, hey, man, here's what I'll do. I'm going to let you talk to Tone. He was like, Tone, boop. nigga. Okay.
I'm gonna let you talk to Toad. So
we're not going through this, man. Not right now, dog.
Hey, because... y'all, you can't reuse that no more. I know,
but I still had to one time, man.
He's like, I'm going to bring this one out the back real quick.
Let
me take this one off the shelf and use it right quick.
Because that used to be my thing on the house phones. That was my shit. When I didn't want to talk to a motherfucker.
Hell yeah.
I
hear that. Hell yeah. That's what I'm saying. Hell yeah. When the house phones.
They ruined it with cell phones, man, because I can't hit a nigga with flip phones. Like, flip phones, you can angrily hang up on a nigga, like, you know what I'm saying? He felt it because that motherfucker said, in his ear. Now you gotta lay the phone down gently because your shit break.
You hit that red button.
Right. Yeah, man, but that shit be crazy, man. People will come out the woodwork once shit start popping. It's an inevitable fact. It's just how you deal with it. But I ain't worried about it. I know you got to worry about it. It feels good. I ain't gonna lie.
I feel like in the last couple months, like, God been teaching me how to say no before the money comes. You feel what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Cause I'm trying to figure out why motherfuckers think I got it like that. I don't know what's the indication for motherfuckers to be hitting me up like I'm Daddy Warbucks. But like I've been teaching me how to say no. He like, listen, I'm preparing you. Cause I'm about to hand you a bag. You mean I'm gonna get you without all that nice shit right now though.
Hey man, sometimes you gotta be prepared, man. Cause you gonna get them calls in the middle of the night. Like, hey man. My car in the shop. My girl is down the road, rent late. I need to buy a G. Like, nigga, what? Why niggas think I got money? Like, nigga, I'm struggling.
Me, you get
$2,500.
I'm gonna turn that into $55,000. Like,
you get $1,500. Yeah, quick $1,500 because I need what?
He said, then you gotta have a conversation with him about how money don't really work like that.
Money don't work like that at all. I don't know what Paula Deen show you was watching when she told you can cook this money up like that, but the shit don't work like that, bro.
No,
money has a finite entrance on it, and my shit is at a high rate.
Everything's at a high rate.
I get to a point, my shit is like 2.45.
Like,
interest,
have you
man.
Seen
I
gas?
I'm like, crazy everywhere. Okay,
roof, yo.
Crypto, whatever you doing, the rate on it is crazy right now.
And it got to be the same for us, man. We got to be able, because once you get to that point, because you're gonna start getting those calls. You guys got the album, it's hot, you know what I'm saying? Some people gonna be like, oh, them niggas got a deal off that. Yeah, I know they got it because the shit's right. Hot. I mean, these niggas before they spend it.
Let me hold something. What you hold something?
Yeah, I'm gonna get these niggas before they spend it, because I know they gotta pay lawyer fees and all that shit. So I'm gonna hit them before they pay the lawyers. That shit's be weird, man. Cause like I had somebody definitely tell me, like, oh man, I see you got sponsorships, man, and all that. I mean, home, son. I'm like, dog.
Niggas be
home
counting your
what?
Listen, man. Niggas be
you
counting your
my
pockets.
Pockets.
So, like, don't do that.
That shit's the worst, yo.
That's.
I got this for my graduation day over that shit, man. Like, I see you ball and roll up again. Did it. First of all, I always got bread, but like, come on, today, like, what you?
You know, when you start hearing that sob story, you be like, why is it I'm hearing this sob story when I walked in the room?
Violins start playing.
Right. Yeah. Tiny ass violins. I'm like, I'm going to go ahead and make my plate and get on out of here. You know,
I be getting phone calls like, yo, how you been? You good?
Oh, them ones. All right.
How you feeling?
Them exploratory calls.
Like, 10 minutes trying to find some shit out.
I'm going through this right now. Let me. Can I hold this real quick?
Like, yeah. That's what I call the exploratory calls. They want to see what kind of mood you in before they ask you some shit.
They got to put out the reconnaissance.
I seen that post
you made, man. I know how you feeling about it. I'm like, I ain't spoke to you in years. Who are you?
I seen you woke up today and said you had a cup of coffee and a mild. You was happy. since you're in a good mood, my brother, let me tell you about
let me tell you how this is for $59.99.
I'm telling you, bro. So low you can price. Get on the ground floor. When a nigga tell you you can get in on some shit on some ground floor, walk away. Nigga, for that means I'm the one building this bitch, nigga. That's what that means. Anytime a motherfucker be like, dog, you can get in on the ground floor. I'm telling you, this shit's going to pop. Yeah, I know it's going to pop because I'm the one that's going to have to make that shit pop. Nigga, that's how I know.
Right.
Nope.
You're building together. It. No, I'm already building my own. Thank you very much. Like, I'm building my own. Thank you very much. Watch, I don't tell need you, that.
Somebody going to be like, hey, man, I'm trying to make this label, man. Y'all can get it on the ground floor. That mean I got to build the studs, the fucking roof in this shit. I got to become a carpenter.
I got to lay the cement for the foundation.
They coming to talking about the ground floor.
Walk away, man. That's the key word, to walk away. As soon as the nigga be like, as soon as the nigga say ground floor on anything, nigga, I don't fucking elevator or anything, I'm taking the steps, nigga. I will walk down these steps. There's no ground floor for me, nigga. I am above that. It's below me now.
You gotta do like how they do that meme with Grandpa Simpson when he walked in the bar and he seen everybody, right, he just grabbed his hat, walked right back out.
So I know you guys got another couple projects left, but man, just tell the people what you guys got going on. Yeah, I guess this month, because it's almost over. I know y'all want to get in the next month's schedule yet. The five projects that's dropping next month. You know what I'm saying? Tell the people what you guys got going on for real.
I mean, right now we focusing on pushing this tape as hard as we can. We ain't just going, you know, we ain't, that's the thing about our about how we strategize, and like we saying, like, we ain't like just throwing it out there, then we done with it. We wanna actually, you mean, push and try to maximize the push on it. Then we got PTSD. Then we're gonna drop another collaborative at the top of 23. And JN will got some goals they can speak on coming after that. So we just going like this, keep coming behind it, but stealing off on this.
We definitely got a schedule lined up. You know, we're gonna continue this to push the state. You know, Los Angeles, that joint going crazy right now. We about to drop a couple visuals for it. You know, it's going to be. Yeah, we got some visuals coming for Los Angeles.
I was told I couldn't share what I had, but he told me when y'all dropped the visuals, I can get some. So I was like, all right. It's a trade-off. I'll be cool.
It's the anticipation.
Now,
it's the anticipation.
If you don't give me that shit, I'm going to light this block on fire, nigga.
We got some visuals and also some solo projects coming up, like you said. And we're going to continue on the collaborative right now. We're focusing on, you know, the collaborative tapes. So we definitely got more of those. It's not just going to be LA vibes. You never know where we might pop up. We might pop up to Steel City. We'll take that joint, you know what I'm saying? So we definitely got.
I don't know how Ohio vibes might be a little different than Cali vibes. I'm going to let y'all know the disappointment is there.
Y'all had the sunshine and the palm trees. You know, we got Lake Erie. That's
Lake Erie be popping.
We got the lake that caught on fire twice. That's about all we got. Yeah. You know,
we got the lake that caught on fire.
Los Angeles. I want to give a shout out to Los Angeles. You know what I'm saying? That joint, like, we just dropped it and it's going crazy. But Will, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to Will. He dropped this project. That bitch is a classic. You know what I'm saying?
I appreciate that.
Yeah.
I appreciate that.
Focus on this paper. Yeah.
Definitely, man. Los Angeles tape. You know what I'm saying? That shit about to go numbers. But definitely, Quake about to drop the PTSD. That's going to be crazy. JD already dropped North Anomaly. That shit's still out and growing numbers. And like I said, you know, like they said, man, Pimpin' ain't dead out right now. We're just keeping it player, trying to drop more player words. You know, get to these paper stacks and give the people something that they can actually vibe out to, paper not just stacks. Bullshit.
or scare some white ladies.
I don't want to. I don't want to scare the white ladies.
It won't happen again.
They're very supportive. I don't want to scare the white.
It won't happen again. It was just that one time I forgot for like a quick second.
Wait, what's the look? What was her reaction? Did you?
It's like I was like, like this black on fire. Like, oh my god. He had to look like, up in the truck, so I looked. I was like,
department.
I felt, you know how you feel bad, you get that moment of clarity. I was like, oh,
yeah, you gotta pull up. You gotta pull up playing like Cali Vibes or
that's next. That's I think she would have been out like, there busting it open.
Or like Change, or like, like Chain Smoking. You know, she might definitely be chiefing up in the old
like,
folks.
The women the women, the money, the weed. I'm like, exactly. You'll sit your ass down, Gertrude.
Gertrude, wow.
Wow.
Woo. My hips is well oiled today.
Yeah. But man, that, like I said, man, what you guys got going on the dome? Tell the people where they can find y'all at. Tap in with y'all.
Tap in.
Oh, yeah, man. You can find me everywhere at DGL Will, bro. Like, DGL Will everything. I'm simple.
I'm on all platforms. Big Quick, Apple Music, Spotify, Amazon. Like, you can be like, Alexa, like, play Big Quick. Like, if you got Alexa, you mean, we, all of us is registered like that. You know what I'm saying? You can find, nice, you can find me under all, on all them platforms at Big Quick. And on the gram, those Big Quick underscore HWG. Saying, tap in, get with me.
Or y'all know where y'all can find me at. The same name that's under this drawing right here, J A. You know what I'm saying? You can spell it without the period, J D E E A Y. I'm on all platforms, and for our YouTube, it's LS the Gang as one word on YouTube. LS the Gang. And that's where you can find us at, you know, gang gang.
That's what I'm talking about. Parting shots. I ain't done this in a while.
I ain't got no liquor.
Me neither. I'm on calls. I can't, unfortunately. But it's that last chance, man, to give somebody that last piece of advice, man, the word before we get up out of here, man. Take it.
Who wanna go first? Hey, y'all, y'all go
hey
first?
Man, stay true, stay yourself. Don't let nobody change you, and keep it player.
Keep it player.
Yeah, keep it player.
Real shit. That's keep it player. I ain't even going. That's it. Keep it player. You said enough.
Keep it player. Chris, man, talk to the people.
Tune in tomorrow night, 8:30 p.m. Eastern. Facebook, YouTube, Twitch, and Twitter. I'm talking to comedian Joey Purse. He performed at BlurredCon. He had me in stitches. He was out there performing. He opened up with Roxy Hayes and Orlando Jones. So that was dope. He's coming on tomorrow night. We're going to be talking about his career and how it works with the blurred culture and everything else. You can catch us everywhere on, you listen to your podcast with Blurred's Eye View, and you can check it on the YouTube, go to the IG, go to Blurred's Eye View, go to the link in the bio, it takes you everywhere. So there it is.
Next week, this time, it'll be 2 years since this show's been on the air.
How many?
2 years.
How many?
I want to give a shout out to my third grade teacher, Miss Bonaducci. That hoe told me I wasn't gonna never be shit. Look at that. 2 years later, I'm hot in these streets.
Bonaducci.
Bonaducci. some weird. Anyway,
Partridge Family ass name.
She was weird, and she was like, built like a pear, but taught health. It was fucking weird.
Oh, shit.
But anyway.
Bull, crazy.
It was weird, man.
Bull is crazy.
And she was trying to lobby to teach sexual education. I was like, if you do, I'm going abstinence. fuck up sex for everybody, but. yeah, it was crazy. But yeah, man, 2 years on the air. Didn't know if we was gonna get to this point, man. Be on it. This is actually show number 80. You feel me? Show number 80 in the books.
Consistency.
Yeah, man. I work. I don't sleep and I work. You know what I'm saying? It's been a gift and a curse because when I don't sleep and I work, it's a horrible combination, man. I'm
too cold. Hell of a combination.
My body don't know when to sleep or be up. Like, I was drinking coffee and no doze at the same time.
Sometimes you just gotta go with the flow.
So I'm working, man. But it's been a gift in the fact that, like I said, man, I've been able to meet dope artists, dope podcasters, dope business people, and just network. I'm big on networking. I'm big on collaboration. And I'm big on building because, for those who don't know, next year I'm putting together a mixer. It's going to be a networking event. It's called 4C, Conference of Content Creators of Color. So I want to have artists, vendors, business people. I want to marry these people in the same room and let's just talk, man, how we can all build, how we can all grow, how we can do sponsors, how we can do advertisement, how we can grow as a community of content creators that are black and other races of color, man. It's needed around here because I don't know too many content creators outside of the people I know in some small circles, so it's weird. So I'm working on that. So in working on that, I've had to work on networking. Again, I got to give a shout out to Karma Kate Visuals. So phenomenal photographer named Michaela. She's also starting a podcast. She wants me to be a producer, so I'm going to be working on that. We're working on building a studio. Might be taking on one more person producing a podcast. Like I said, that defining excellence, I got to give a shout out to the young sisters, Celeste and Leah, two black women with a company trying to make shit happen. So that is always dope to see women entrepreneurs in the game. And always, man, like I said, man, it's always dope to connect with people. Take care of your family, man, and support shit. Stop just talking.
Hell yeah.
Please support. Yeah. Don't cry about the product when you're not helping push the product that's there.
Problem is it takes about 5 seconds. I'm usually up till about 3 a.m. And if I see somebody with some dope shit, I will put it on my story. Because I feel that deeply about support, man. It's important. People don't realize that. It takes me about 2 seconds to share some shit. And I probably shared about 5 days, man. But it's just important because eyes need to be seen. My circle might not know their circle, but if we can melt them circles together, we can work. You know what I mean?
Build
something that's better than something that's not being built at all. It takes work.
The links that make change.
They do.
The links that make change right there.
So it's important that you not only talk about what people have going on, but you actually share it, telling your friends, liking it. You know, those things matter in this algorithm-led world. People don't realize that you just talking about it at the barbecue ain't gonna help us make money. it feels good and it sounds good, but just those little things, those liking, those shares, man, and them the follows make a difference. So make sure y'all go hit up their social medias. Make sure y'all go get that album, man, that project. Let me correct myself before they jump through the screen on the nigga. Make sure y'all get that project because I seen quick, like, nah, nigga. Man, bro, nigga, I looked up, was like, project. man, make sure y'all get that project, man, because it's dope.
Cop up, tap in, man.
Can't wait to see the visuals. Yeah. Definitely going to make sure I share the shit out of that, too, and play it as much as I can. Before YouTube get weird and try to copyright me, even though for 1 second before we get out of here, bro.
Yes, Facebook, please preach on this.
Stop doing that shit, man, because I'll be having the artist on whose music it is, and y'all still try to hit me with a copyright. Like, I got the nigga right here on the screen with me, bro. It's his music. How you gonna copyright the nigga whose it is? That shit's weird to me. Facebook do that shit too. Stop doing that shit. If you see the artist on the screen, how you gonna try to copyright me?
It's a copyright strike. Like, you can't have Lost Society's music Philly, playing.
Algiers trying to make a copyright claim. Shit's weird to me, yo.
Your shit is saying, "Oh, your stuff is blocked in 59 countries." Look, so they're like, "Well, it ain't here, so I don't give a damn."
But anywho, that's neither here nor there. That shit's just weird. Just stop doing that shit. But make sure, man, y'all, like I said, tap in, man, with the people. share, and make sure y'all following the movement, man, because these guys are doing some dope ass shit. I can't say it enough.
I got nothing else.
Huh?
Shout out to y'all. Shout out to y'all.
Oh, man. You know, we just
no, appreciate it, man.
Change, man. What the shits, man. What the shits.
And definitely, y'all, as I always tell y'all, man, y'all definitely got a home here, man.
Appreciate that.
I'm pretty sure I'm going to get an email about in 3 weeks. Like, yeah, man, they got another three projects coming. And I'm just responding like, yep, you already know. You already know. But, man, I appreciate y'all for coming through, man. Thank talking about the album, the project. God damn, I see, because Quick looked up. The nigga's like, I see like, him look through the dread. Like, man. Like,
hold on.
You sleeping, boy.
I mean, that's dope, though. It's dope that it feel like an album like that. So, you mean,
it do, though, man, however, it's one of them things that, man, is like I said, man, it's dope.
It ain't for the people to worry about the technicalities. It's all right. I mean,
the vibe is there. Thing, the vibe so, is strong. Yeah. I definitely did y'all thing on that. Gertrude, next time I roll up, I will be playing Cali's I'm a little more at ease, a little more at home. But definitely looking forward, excited about the visuals. Can't wait to see those. Appreciate y'all for stopping by. Appreciate Kid Crispy for coming by. Akron, Ohio, man, keep your head up. Rest of the world, y'all know what it is. You know what? Oh, wait. Next week. Did I say that already? Oh, we got a cavalcade of who's of people who's been on the show coming through next week to celebrate Chris and his 2 year anniversary. I'm just gonna be here pushing buttons. That's what they paid me to do. But I appreciate y'all for coming through. Y'all know what time it is, telling y'all with the white girl. You've been listening to What the Shit, a product of Black Legacy Productions and WMIC Media.